A chaplain meets a woman named Alina after a painful divorce. She says, "I will never let anyone need me again. From now on, I choose myself." Her words carry pain. They also carry a philosophy. Alina may be protecting herself from being used again. That matters. A wise leader should not shame her. If there was abuse, betrayal, manipulation, or danger, safety and wise support matter deeply. But the leader can also hear a hidden ultimate. From now on, I choose myself. Personal choice has become her refuge. Roy Clauser helps Christian leaders ask, what is functioning like God here? In Alina's story, choice may have become ultimate. In someone else's story, safety may become ultimate. In another, romance, approval, control, anger, victimhood, success, or religious performance may become ultimate. A hidden ultimate is often connected to a wound. A man who is humiliated may worship control. A woman who is abandoned may worship independence. A student who is ignored may worship achievement. A pastor who fears failure may worship ministry growth. A parent who fears losing influence may worship family image. The Bible speaks directly to ultimate trust. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6, SWEB. SWEB, Phil Ministry Skills, does not teach leaders to crush people with philosophical analysis. It teaches leaders to listen for worship-level trust with tenderness. A wise leader might say to Alina, "What happened to you mattered. I understand why choosing yourself feels safe. Would it be okay if we slowly explored what safety, trust, and healing might look like before God? That is different from saying you are selfish." It is also different from saying, your choice is always final. Doward helps us notice the layers. There may be emotional pain, relational betrayal, legal concerns, economic pressure, bodily stress, moral questions, faith wounds, and justice issues. A hidden ultimate should never be examined apart from the whole person. Ministry Sciences observes that people often form protective strategies after harm. The Bible sees even deeper. Fear can become a master, and pain can build an altar. Yet the gospel invites wounded people into the care of Christ, who tells the truth without crushing the bruised reed. What helps? Ask gently. What are you trusting to keep you safe? What harms? Mocking the false ultimate without honoring the wound beneath it. Phil Ministry leaders look for the hidden ultimate because Christ alone is worthy of final trust.